from KQED.
U.S. House Speaker John Boehner is wading into the fight over California water. He joined a trio of Central Valley Republican congressmen in a dusty cotton field near Bakersfield yesterday and threw his support behind emergency legislation to ease the impact of the state's drought on farmers. But the proposed bill is not without its critics, since it would roll back environmental measures that have been years in the making. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
You couldn't have dreamed up a better place for a press conference about a drought. Reporters rolled their cars and TV trucks into the soft dirt of a plowed-under cotton field, with nothing else for miles around but dust clouds. And then they heard from farmer Larry Starr, who choked up as he talked about deciding to bulldoze 1,000 acres of almond trees because he's got no water for them.
Water is my life. Sadly, in this world, water is about power. Water is a weapon. Water is a hostage.
House Speaker John Boehner said his constituents in Ohio just can't believe how environmental regulations are hurting California farmers like Starr. Then he repeated some familiar rhetoric.
How you can favor fish over people is something that people in my part of the world would never understand.
Boehner's referring to endangered species protections for Delta smelt and salmon, which can influence water deliveries to farmers. Boehner and the Valley congressmen say they're crafting a bill that will allow increased pumping from the Delta if rain and snow bring higher flows there this year and next. The proposal would also halt a plan to use stored water to restore a lost salmon run in the San Joaquin River and instead use it for Valley towns and the city of Fresno. One of the congressmen, Devin Nunes, has been working for years to roll back environmental protections in the Delta and stop the court-negotiated San Joaquin River restoration. But Bakersfield Congressman Kevin McCarthy says this plan focuses only on meeting the state's immediate needs.
This is just the short term, and I think anybody can find common sense in the idea that you can look at something short term, an emergency, and be there to try to help all those in California.
The proposed bill would also create a bipartisan congressional panel to address California water issues. Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer quickly issued statements in response to the Republican proposal, saying while they're willing to work across the aisle to address the drought, they don't, in the words of Boxer, want ideas that would lead us to the courthouse door and endless argument. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Bakersfield.